Good morning. Today is Wednesday, October the 19th. Joining us this morning, Humboldt County Supervisor Estelle Fennell. Good morning, lady.
Hey, good morning, Brian. How are you doing?
Good. I believe. Our quote this morning comes from Jules Supervile. The day was counting up its birds and never got the answer wrong. That's a stupid quote, isn't it?
Wow.
Nah.
I need a little bit more time.
Yeah,
to
I know. This is like
one.
I got in the wrong section here of this book. Let me see if I find.
I mean, if we were having a philosophy discussion.
No, yeah,
that
would it would still even be boring then, too. Okay, it doesn't look like. A Yiddish proverb. If God lived on earth, people would break his windows.
You know,
somehow that seems to be.
Especially in today's world.
Yeah, no kidding. And then blame it on somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was my upbringing. It wasn't me. Okay. Oh, my. So last time we got together, we spent a significant percentage of the program talking about the budget in and the county and the lack of investigation.
Oh, yeah.
Follow-up, things like that.
Yeah, that was the time you were grilling me?
I believe that was the last phrase we heard, yes.
Yes,
that I grilled you like a piece of meat. Yeah, I'll probably get lit up on that phrase, too.
Yeah,
anyway.
Right. You're really in trouble now, Brian.
Yeah, if I had hair, that'd be a whole different ballgame.
No.
So we've had a couple weeks in the interims. Got any additional update on that?
I do have. Actually, not long after that, I went out on a tour of some homeless camps down in Southern Humboldt with Director Beck, and I said, you know, this issue came up when I was on Kins with Brian, and she told me actually that the county does not pay for housing at places like the Budget Inn or like Section 8. So what happens is that if people are eligible for money from the county, indigent or whatever, they would get that money and then it's their choice where they live. So the county has not as much say as you would think. However, I will add on to that Director Beck was very concerned about the fact that this went so far. She said she had, when she went over there, she could not believe the conditions, and she was especially concerned about the fact that there were elderly people living next to where a lot of this crime was happening. So, you know, it was an eye-opener for a lot of people. I still think that there are some issues that we discussed that bear thinking about and how can we handle those kind of situations in the future. But again, I did want to kind of give a shout out to Director Beck for her caring, and also for to clarify that she did not have any idea what the place was like.
Should she have?
Well, the idea is that
or
possibly
should somebody
the
in
city
the department?
Of Eureka. Yeah. I'm not pointing any fingers, but if there were inspections to be made, it would have been in.
Oh, yeah, the code enforcement certainly
was
something, and it wasn't to the extent that I think we all would have preferred it to be.
Yeah. We're in such a bind, you know, because everybody's talking about affordable housing and this and that and the other, and we have so little that I think sometimes, unless there's a lot of screaming about a place, tends to kind of sit there.
KINS, News and Information Time, it's 8:19.
You've never heard us before, because we're something brand new. It's called Destination Radio. If you live in Ferndale or Gold Beach, Blue Lake or Klamath, Brookings or Eureka, you'll be looking for some place different to take the family, something special to do next weekend. The best destinations for day trips and overnights, for hiking or biking, for beachcombing or birdwatching, and you'll turn to us for ideas, because you're the reason we're here, to help you find your close-to-home destination. Stay, play, and relax with us, Destination Radio.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:24. We're back talking shop this morning with Estelle Fennell. Estelle, the concept of housing, homeless, density, all these things that we hear about, and certainly building department works with it, planning works with it, but for a lot of us, it's just kind of that chatter that goes on, and we don't think too much about it. What is the state of, let's call it affordable, not affordable senior or affordable young or affordable any one body, but of or attainable housing, might even be a better one. Affordable kind of sounds like it's low income, that's not where I'm going, but attainable housing.
Yeah.
Are we seeing anything? Is anybody pushing for that? Are the county folks trying to incentivize so that we get some home construction? Because it seems like there's a big crying need out there.
There's a huge need for it, Brian. There's an absolute need for workforce housing is what I see a huge demand for in the 2nd District for sure. And I think that if we have that workforce housing for people who can actually work and pay their rent or eventually buy that housing, then you've kind of got a much more solid base at that level of the society. And I think it's very, very important. So I personally am working with several entities who are looking at providing workforce housing in the Southern Humboldt area.
So let's define what is workforce housing?
Well, it could be something like an eightplex, for instance, something along the lines of a fourplex, eightplex, and maybe even duplexes, but of smaller size, something that a young family can afford.
You're thinking like 800 or 1,000 square feet,
yeah,
something like that?
Yeah, whatever.
Not necessarily with the pool option?
No.
Okay.
Although, if there's room for it, water, I don't know. But bottom line, I would say, we are mandated by the state to provide a certain amount of affordable housing. But that can get
lost. The county
lost.
Has to provide it?
Well, no, that we have to account for that in our permitting process.
So you have to put pressures on.
Yeah, we have to permit a certain amount. So that's what the housing element is about. We have to update that a lot more frequently than the general plan. And we have to take good thing.
What is the status of that?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, the status of that, I was hoping we'd have that signed off by the end of this year. I certainly pushed for it last year when I was chair. But we're at the stage now where it's in its environmental impact report. So we've been informed by the planning department. It'll be the middle of next year.
Somewhere down
it'll
the road?
June. Yeah.
Okay.
We're holding them to it. We already allowed that it would be done by a consultant and not by the department itself. But I suppose they have said that they have to assign planners to just work with the consultant. So it takes time. But
we're pushing it. So you're looking for some form of additional housing for those who are employed,
mm-hmm.
maybe not cutting a fat hog. Mm-hmm. But they are employed nonetheless.
That's what we need. I mean, there are so many people who, I'll just take for instance, because in the 2nd District, I'm very aware of it. There's absolutely almost zero workforce housing in Southern Humboldt down, like south of Wyot, say. So we have a lot of people who work in that area who come down every day from Fortuna and Rio Del. That's where they live. That's not efficient. And it also is a disincentive for people thinking of working down there. I've even talked to local deputies. They can't find a place to live. We're looking for a resident deputy, and we can't find a place for them to live.
So Rio Del is what, 25 minutes north?
Yeah, about 30 minutes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Depending on traffic.
No. Actually, no. I'm going to say 45 if you're driving the speed limit.
Oh. You didn't have to dampen
40,
that one down,
40,
didn't you?
40, yeah. 40 minutes.
So where would an ideal location be? In Garberville? I mean, if I'm building, I'm not going to put it in Garberville because I see potential problems.
Mm-hmm.
Phillipsville used to be much more vibrant. Okay. Would that be, would
oh,
Red
gosh.
Crest? I mean, any of those,
yeah.
Let's say, former logging communities
I
be
just,
the proper setting?
I just had this discussion a little while ago. I went to a meeting of the Mars Flat Community, not Community Services District, the Mutual Water Company. And they're pretty much the de facto local government, if you will. And we talked very much about the fact that the avenues used to be a very vibrant area. I mean, that's why South Fork School is on the avenues.
Yeah.
It would make more sense in today's world for it to actually be in Garberville, but it's where it is because that's where all of the business was. So as we look forward to tourism, to spiffing up the Avenue of the Giants, there's actually quite a few very, very nice locations where you could have nice housing. And
well,
there
like
are
the old
some
grocery
areas
store.
In Garberville.
I mean, there's
a grocery store in Miranda now.
Could you incorporate a little bit of a commercial along with? I'm just
yes,
trying
we
to
did.
Think
mm-hmm.
of ways to be able to infuse and to not solidify, maybe to help build a foundation of stability in some
yes.
of these smaller communities that really have taken it on the chin last four, mm-hmm. well, since the floods.
Yeah, exactly. So that and then there are areas actually on the outskirts of Redway and Garberville that are pretty attractive and could be done, but it takes, quite a bit of will on the part of the person who wants to get it done. But
so is there an incentive? I know you guys don't want to build it yourself and run it.
We can't.
So do you incentivize with, is that where the forgiveness of taxes or delay of this or waiving of these fees and those
fees? People are so anxious to do this, Brian. I think if we could just help them through the permit process, they'd be happy. And that is one incentive that I would offer is let's streamline this and get things moving.
KINS News and Information Time is 8:30.
What could we do as a community to make Humboldt a better place to work and live? The answer is to make sure our kids are literate, able to plan financially, move forward in their education so they are better prepared to enter our workforce, and become contributing and productive members in our society, community, and economy. How do we do it? Through the Decade of Difference Initiative. Visit decadeofdifference.org and find out how you, as a parent, student, or business owner, can help. It's the Decade of Difference. Be part of it.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time, 8:35. We're back talking shop this morning with Estelle Fennell. Talk shop presented by CDH Painting and by Redeck. Estelle is the homeless camp, encampment, whatever it's officially titled, is coming up, 6 weeks out now. There are going to be a lot of communities, we've had the weather the last little bit, that are dealing with, again, a reshuffle of the homeless. Wherever they were, the shuffle is going on, and maybe they're leaving town, and maybe they're not leaving town. Maybe they're going to your town or coming to my town, and the shifting going on. What is the status for the county? Is there a formal status for dealing with and trying to, through the department, of getting folks out of that and into something else, whether it's the workforce housing you were talking about, the educational allowances that have been done in the past with CR. What's out there? What's swirling? What are they trying to do?
Well, as you know, our stated policy now is in support of rapid rehousing. And as I understand it, Senator McGuire is moving forward with some funding for that might become available, which would be very, very handy.
But if you don't have workforce housing, where are you going to find housing through this effort?
Rapid, yeah, right, exactly. So, but that is one of the parts of that. So as far as the homeless goes and moving people around, we just had to deal with that recently when we went into some camps in the southern Humboldt area and, had good discussions with everybody involved. And yes, some people move around, but if you look back historically, There is a certain group of people that are basically so much a part now of the community in their own way that they're just the locals. And then there are a whole bunch of other people who are not locals, even if they're homeless. They're not local homeless. They've been moving through.
The traveler.
And, yeah, crowd. They're traveler, transient. And so what's happened in the southern Humboldt area is people whose private property was being used by trespassers for a long time, and they allowed for the sheriff, you know, they would say, okay, the sheriff will go in and do a sweep, and then it'll be taken care of, and that would happen, and then a little while later, it would be filled up again. They're not allowing that anymore now. The private property owners are actually stepping up and saying, I'm going to go in the interim and make sure that nobody comes back in to do it, because it's extremely unhealthy for the individuals involved, and we can't turn a blind eye to that. So bottom line, that's one thing.
I would think that the sympathetics probably have already sold. If they were going to sell,
mm-hmm.
they've sold with some of the silly money that's been floating around. So the guys that are there now are probably there for the long haul, and either they're doing it themselves or they don't want it to be done by anybody.
It seems like a
clearing of the picture, so to speak.
Yeah. I mean, and yeah, and there's people who literally, I've seen DHHS do so much work to try to bring people into the fold, and they just resist and resist and resist. And, you know, I don't know what else you can do at that point except say, you know, we're going to help the people who will take the help.
Does California, I mean, since you talked to Connie, now you're the expert, does California allow for anything that those receiving assistance, like the old road crews,
mm-hmm.
have to do something? 2-3 hours a day, 4 or 5 hours a day, clean up the garbage, empty the trash cans. I mean, nothing that requires an awful lot of mental abilities, mm-hmm. but just some real basics, you know, pick the weeds or just, you know, do something instead of just take up space. Is there any allowance for that interpretation now, or is it pretty much here's your money, here's our money, use it how you want to?
Well, I think what I'm going to do is I'm actually going to invite Director Beck in so she can answer these with a lot more authority than I do. My understanding is that at a certain point, you do have to be looking for work in order to qualify for some of the payments that people get. But as for whether or not you have to earn what you are handed if you're indigent, I don't believe that's the case. I don't know, but you know, I think that I've seen just guys who were committed to prison and were, you know, I forget the word, but when they're not high, low security type thing, and working on fire crews, getting out there and working on a regular basis does a lot for a person's self-worth and teaches people the value of that. And so I think it's a great thing. That's definitely what they do in the state prison system.
KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:42. We'll be back with more from Estelle Fenno.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Good morning, KINS News and Information Time. It's 8:46. We're back talking shop this morning with Estelle Fennell. Estelle, before the show, you had talked about or mentioned NCRA, that have got kind of a little interest here in the homeless encampments, some of the things that are going on. And, you know, I thought that the train wasn't running. Mm-hmm. What do I know? But apparently, for some, it still is. Why would the rail authority be involved with homeless in the area? You know, around the bay, okay, if they were causing some damage or camping, mm-hmm. okay, I get that. But you were talking about the 2nd District.
Well, it's actually all of the North Coast. This came up at our meeting past Wednesday. And so the idea is that we have been getting more and more complaints from local municipalities. For instance, Willits was very concerned for years about some abandoned vehicles, railroad vehicles that were being used as living quarters and whatever else. So that they brought in a private company, an asset management company that patrols and is security for that. The same company is now proposing to do that for NCRA throughout the line. And we have had, say, for instance, in Arcata, just recently we got a notice of nuisance regarding some illegal trespassing in that area and all the garbage, etc. We're working with the Timber Heritage Association to clean that up and also to do a little bit of patrolling. So this proposal is to do that all along the tracks, wherever these encampments crop up, especially when they become problematic.
So like in the tunnels and stuff?
Well,
also?
You know, I guess the tunnels, but I know, for instance, on the north end of Fortuna, there's an area known as the boxcars, and that's been inhabited for quite some time and cleaned up, and then people move on and go somewhere else. But always along that abandoned railroad line, it was an issue in Ukiah until they put in a hiking and biking trail right through the NCRA right away.
Just open it all up.
Just open it up and then fence it, and the regular use basically disincentivize people camping out and hanging out. You know, there's really not that much wrong with people camping wherever they're camping. It's what's associated with the illegal trespassing, all the criminal activity, the garbage, the drugs, all of this really, really dangerous behavior. And so as the property owners or those who have easement, we get the notice of nuisance. We're the ones who have to deal with it. So
the rail line doesn't, or the rail authority doesn't?
Well, no. What this company is proposing is that can he go out, and we're looking at it, can he send letters to business owners or property owners along the rail line or that have rail easement through their property, ask them for a small fee in exchange for patrolling their areas? And these guys are security guys with all the credentials and all the know-how, and they would be a lot more constant or vigilant. What happens with the sheriff and the local police is that they just can't be everywhere all the time. And you know, again, everybody that I know that works with these situations recognizes that some people are just plain down on their luck and they're unfortunate. And I think a lot of the problem issues are predators who are just as harmful to those people as they are to the citizens of the towns along the way.
So it would be a opportunity for the landowners.
Yes. Just kick in a little bit of money, and then they wouldn't have to deal with the security. This guy would.
And there's probably some form of a discounting because there's so many people involved.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, it's a good idea.
The county would just give the authorization to
this
go
is
ahead
NCRA.
And make contact with? Well, you guys have a seat on the board.
Yeah, yeah. So this is the NCRA. I'm representing the county on this NCRA. And he's not asking anything of us except permission to contact people who are on our right-of-way or along our right-of-way.
Any pushback on that? I mean, it seems
no,
like it would be
no,
a
no, everybody dunk. Everybody was supportive. We just wanted to talk with the executive director and, our county, our council, just to make sure that there was nothing problematic about it. But
it's already been done in Mendocino, I would think.
Exactly.
Any litigiousness has probably been already worked out.
Right. In fact, Holly Madrigal, who's representing the cities on the NCRA, said it's been very, very successful in Willits. So, you know.
So I expect a 5-0.
It would be 7, but.
Well, okay.
Probably,
well, I figure a couple guys will probably get lost because they can't take the train to work. Thanks for coming by. See you all tomorrow.
See ya.